Visiting today with Sean Wade at Plains Cotton Growers. He's Director of Policy Analysis and Research. Well, of course, we always start off talking about the cotton crop. So give us the status.
Well, you know, here on the Plains and throughout a lot of the state, everything is looking really, really good right now. We're rapidly approaching what we would consider, our last effective bloom date around August 18th to the 20th. Thus far, other than being 2 to 3 weeks late in many instances, just because of, the way the spring rainfall pattern kind of occurred this year, a lot of folks were really holding off and waiting to see if we would get those planting rains. And we eventually did. But again, that puts us a little bit behind the eight ball when it comes to, heat units and having time on the back end to fully mature the crop. So that being said, though, when you drive around the countryside right now, from north to south, there's just a lot of really pretty cotton out here in the panhandle of Texas. Again, it's just not quite as far along as we'd like to see it, from a calendar date perspective, but it's pretty well on track considering its planting date. We're going to probably, be looking at, barring, some change in the weather between now and October, prospects for a pretty good crop. It won't be, I would anticipate it's not, expected to be a bumper crop or, a record setting crop by any stretch of the imagination. But still a very solid, average to above average crop is within our grasp if we can just, get the weather to finish this thing out. And it's going to take some help on the back end. Again, when you're a couple of weeks late, it does take, some favorable conditions in the latter half of September and into October, usually a couple of weeks at least, to get those extra late season heat units to mature those final bowls, to really kind of get the full potential of the crop that you have out in the field.
Well, and prices look really good right now.
Yeah, and that's obviously another really strong incentive for producers. They're doing everything they can right now to get this crop to the finish line. It's kind of an unprecedented, doesn't happen very often where you've got, really strong demand and pricing situation heading into the latter half of a growing season. And especially in our case, a crop that can hopefully take advantage of some of those prices. So, we're pushing pretty hard. Obviously there's been a lot of plant growth regulators put out over the last few weeks trying to encourage as much earliness in this production setup as we can get. And again, I guess we'll just have to wait and see how the next 2 months treats us, but all things right now look pretty good and pretty favorable for us to keep this crop on track.
Well, I know that some producers have talked about one of the big challenges right now is pests. Are you seeing that, or is it okay for right now?
It's okay for right now. We're beginning to see a few, just spots here and there. A few aphids here, a few aphids there, but nothing, really significant that I've heard about right now. We're also beginning to see a little bit of bollworm activity as the corn and some of these other crops and some of the other alternate hosts are beginning to dry down a little bit. We're seeing some of that, some of those pests move into cotton a little bit. So it's definitely something that producers are keeping an eye on. And, we'll try to stay ahead of as we move along. It's just been kind of a different season, I guess, for us from that perspective, in that we've had just kind of these little niggling insect problems, throughout the year. Earlier in the season, we were seeing some flea hoppers and probably did see some fields that were treated for those early, some that maybe got missed. And, we're beginning to see that we did lose a few fruiting positions to that earlier on. But again, nothing that we haven't seemed to be able to overcome, at least at this point. And, again, with late rains and the dry conditions we had going into planting, probably the other big concern right now is just, making sure or hoping that we can get those timely rainfall events that we're going to need to kind of finish out this dry land crop. You know, a lot of the areas is, you know, it's kind of like skating on a knife edge for us this year. We were very dry early on, got those good rains that kind of helped fill our soil profile up pretty well. But, you know, we've been, you know, steadily drawing that down. And so, you know, we're going to need some timely rainfall events to kind of help finish us out. And the last couple of days, we've actually seen a few of those rains come at just the right time. And hopefully the rest of the area will, you know, kind of finish that trend over the next week or so and get the rains that they need. Again, you know, here on the plains, those rainfall events this time of year tend to be fairly isolated and spotty. But we've seen some fairly good coverage over the last couple of days. I know right here at my house on the north side of Lubbock, we've gotten about 2 inches over the last weekend and through last night. We got another inch about that last night. Again, not necessarily 100% coverage across the whole area, but again, filling in a lot of those holes where we need it. And hopefully we'll be able to push some of that moisture, you know, down to our southern areas a little bit more and fill out some of those dry land crops down there as well.
Well, the August crop production and WASDE numbers came out. What are your thoughts about the cotton numbers?
You know, I thought that was a pretty interesting report. You know, we don't have the benefit of getting USDA district level numbers at this time. So, you know, we kind of have to do a little bit of extra legwork to kind of get the picture for what our particular growing area is. My personal opinion, although some folks, you know, think that we might have a little bit better crop than what they're forecasting. You know, I think it's fairly accurate at this point. You know, August is a really tough month for these yield estimates and production projections to be made, because we don't have a lot of bowls to really look at. You know, we're looking at fruiting positions, blooms, crop conditions, and trying to go on a historical average, to finish out the crop and project what that's going to be. I don't think it's necessarily out of line, you know, where they put the state of Texas. Now, in order for us to make that, you know, we're going to have, like I said, that average to slightly above average crop out here, which means hopefully we'll be able to, you know, have a production number that has a 4 at the beginning of it. So something a little bit north of 4 million bales. You know, some projections, you know, some of the folks that are a little more optimistic that think that the state has the chance to make 8 million bales. You know, I think for that to happen, the High Plains has to get really close to 5 million bales of production to do that. And I don't know if we're going to have enough time with the late start that we had to really do that kind of a crop this year. But, you know, fingers crossed that we can get it done, because, as we said before, you don't get these prices and this kind of a crop potential to come together very often. So it'd be really great for producers, especially in our area, who've been struggling for the last few years. You know, we've missed a lot more crops than we've made, especially on the dryland side here the last 5 years. So this is one we're really hoping to be able to carry forward and put in the gin and put through the gin and into the warehouse.
Well, you also mentioned it's crop reporting time, right?
Yes. So, you know, those crop reports that USDA does, you know, they come out once a month from this point forward through the month of January. So we'll use those reports to kind of keep track of the crop and see kind of how it's progressing. And again, you know, it's also a time of year where, you know, we're going to see a few more meetings begin to take place as producers, you know, kind of get towards the end of their irrigation programs in the early to mid September. We'll begin to see a little bit of activity out there with field days, and that gives us just another opportunity to kind of get out and put some eyes on the crop. And I think that will be kind of the best indicator, really, is what does it look like when we get kind of to the first part of September and see how this thing's going. I can tell you for a fact, you know, a lot of people I've talked to have said that this High Plains crop has really changed a lot over the last 10 days to 14 days. You know, 14 days ago, we were looking at, you know, a crop, wondering if we were going to get it to the end, because we weren't seeing a lot of blooms out in the field, and you know, maybe a little bit of concern there that we were later than we thought. But then again, 2 weeks later, and you know, folks are pretty optimistic with what they see. You know, lots of blooms, a lot of these crops, you know, holding on to a lot of that fruit set. And so, again, these rainfall events will help continue that trend, and it's going to have to come together, and we're certainly looking forward to that occurring.
Well, and it sounds like people still pretty positive right now.
They are. Again, you know, they're you know, farmers are farmers, and you know, there's always something to worry about, and you know, so they're keeping an eye very closely on, like we talked about early on in the interview. You know, those insect situations, making sure that they stay ahead of those things. And also, you know, again, with the late start, you know, everybody's still actively, you know, working to, you know, keep their weed situations under control as much as they can, and, you know, keep this crop looking good. And so we're very hopeful, and, you know, looking forward to finishing this season out.
Well, Sean, here's hoping that it stays positive for the next few weeks. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
No, you're very welcome. And like I say, we're hoping that the next time we talk, we're going to tell you we're still right on track. So,
absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.